Even though I will refer to Jamaica as my home, but it's my birth home. Where I live, where I marry, where I work, where my children are brought up means more to me that, of a home. That's more home. If I die, when I die, I won't be taken back to Jamaica. I'll be buried here or cremated here. And that is permanent home. So that is hope for me. In my mind, I am settled, I am contented, I am happy. So, of course, I am at home. Birmingham is where I left Jamaica in 1962, 63. And Birmingham was where my parents lived, and that's where they brought me. I went to school in Birmingham. I worked in Birmingham. I work as a nurse, a midwife. I was a midwife for 48 years, and all of that was in Birmingham. Birmingham is just Birmingham. I'm used to it. I speak the language. I don't know if I've got the accent, but Birmingham is home. Back home, meaning Jamaica. What's sticking in my mind, the strongest thing for me back home was my grandmother. And we called her Nani. Her name was Henrietta, but children could not get their tongue around that. So whichever the child was that said Nani at the beginning, trying to pronounce her name, Nani sticked, and it was Nani. I loved her dearly. I'm talking about her now, and I can feel quite emotional. I really, really love my grandmother. And when my mom left us with her to come to England when we were much younger, my mom leaving Jamaica and leaving us did not bother me one little bit, because it meant I could go and live with Nani. I was so happy because I was going to be with Nani. And we were not grandmother and granddaughter, we were best friends. Nani was home for me. She provided friendship, she provided security, she provided love. She was just there. No, she was lovely.